With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Tariffs, trade war, these are words we hear a good deal about these days, and it's not the kind of thing that's helping farmers across the country. Though President Trump says he'll hold talks with China's President Xi at the G20 next month in Japan, he's also announced subsidies that will be made available to farmers hurt by higher tariffs. Kevin Scott is a soybean farmer and just planted his crop. That crop was already taxed with higher tariffs by China last year, and Scott says he and his fellow farmers, well, they're worried.
It's hard to say how that's going to turn out. We can't profitably sell soybeans right now, so that does impede what my bank account looks like right now. It is not great.
But President Trump said he would take steps to help U.S. farmers being squeezed by the trade war with China. He says U.S. farmers are going to be very happy with his plan. But Scott says it's not really the way he wants to do business.
We would rather get all of our compensation out of the marketplace and not from a subsidy. It's just not a good way to farm.
Farmers have long stood behind the president's mission to get a better trade deal with Beijing that addresses longstanding issues. But from the sound of it, some farmers are running out of patience. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.